first one goes to Mr. and Mrs. Bill Thompson. Dear Jean and Bill, that's J-E-A-N, thanks very much for your letter and for all of the enclosures. I was very happy to get them and found them heartwarming as well as interesting. If all goes well and I can get the Congress out of town, we hope to be seeing Bess and Boone in California over Thanksgiving. Incidentally, happy holidays to both of you. And again, thanks for your kindness. Sincerely, Dutch. This one goes to Mrs. Caroline Redabaugh, capital R-E-D-E-B-A-U-G-H. Dear Carrie, just a quick line as we prepare to leave Washington for California and the holidays, to thank you for your letter and for sending me the souvenir copies of the programs and tickets. I can't get over what you are all doing, and certainly I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But please know how very grateful I am and how honored I am that you would all work so hard to bring this about. Happy holidays to you. And again, thanks. Sincerely, Dutch. And this one to Mr. Paul Brown with an E, B-R-O-W-N-E. Dear Paul, thank you very much for your letter and for sending me the script by Paul Spiegel, S-P-E-E-G-L-E. Please tell him when you see him how very much I enjoyed it. Between that and the album that Eddie sent me, I must tell you, the price for being president seems very high indeed, knowing that I cannot enjoy the Grove. Every July is going to find me very homesick for the next few years. Again, thanks. And very best regards. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Michelle Carnes, K-A-R-N-S, in Pearsall, Texas. Dear Miss Carnes, thank you very much for the candy and for your warm greeting. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to meet. I enjoyed the countryside very much while I was there, and don't even feel bad about not getting a turkey. You were very kind, and I'm most grateful. I hope one day our paths will cross.